Trinity, the doctrine held by most Christians that there are three divine persons, Father, Word, and Holy Spirit, united in the one supreme divine being, God or Jehovah. See John chapter 1, verses 1-14, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1-6, 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. NKJV John chapter 1, verses 1-14. First, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. 14th, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. NWT John chapter 1 verses 1-14. First, in the beginning the Word was, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. 14th, so the Word became flesh and resided among us, and we had a view of his glory, a glory such as belongs to an only begotten Son from a Father, and he was full of undeserved kindness and truth. Can this plural God create the universe? Sure he can. In fact, he did in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. I could only imagine the Word, the Father, and the Holy Spirit collaborating in order to create this enormous, vast universe. In just 6 days, he created the heavens, the earth, land, trees, plants, the oceans, fish and sea creatures, light, days, nights, signs and seasons, years, birds, cattle, beasts, and even man. Before the beginning in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and John chapter 1 verse 1 lies a beginningless eternity. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.